Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called The Horse That Would Not Eat Latkes. Once upon a time, many, many years ago and far away, there was a man who was traveling. This story probably took place about 150 years ago, maybe. People were traveling by horse instead of cars. Nobody had a car yet. It was the way that people would travel. Either they would walk or they would take a horse or a wagon pulled by a horse. So this man came into an inn, a little hotel, and there was a place that was mostly Jewish people that was there, a little Jewish neighborhood. And they looked in the door of the inn, and there was some in there sitting around their menorah. So somebody lit the menorah there, and they were sitting around. There was a menorah lit, and there was a fireplace, and they were eating latkes. But when he walked in and said, "Hey, friends on Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah," nobody really paid much attention to him, and nobody seemed to want to move to make a place for him where near the fire, near the menorah. And he didn't really feel too welcome, unfortunately. So he went out to the barn to take care of his horse, make sure his horse had something to eat. Actually, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but before a person eats, if he has an animal, he has to make sure, the Torah tells us, that his animal has food to eat, because the animal is depending on him. And therefore, if it's time for you to eat breakfast and time for your animal to eat breakfast, you have to first feed your animal, the Torah tells us, because the animal is depending on you. So in any case, he went out to the barn to make sure that his horse was going to be taken care of. And then he came back in. And he said to everybody, "Do you know that horses love latkes?" And everybody looked up and they said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, my horse loves to eat latkes." "What?" they said. "Horses don't eat latkes." "Just watch. Come on," he said. "I'll show you." They said, "Here, take some of these latkes. We're going to come out to the barn with you and see if the horse actually eats latkes." "Okay," he said, "fine." And out they went to the barn, the plate of latkes, and the man, whose name actually was Label, he took the latkes and he put it down in front of his horse. He said to everybody else, "Watch." And he went back inside and sat near the nice warm fire and near the menorah and made himself comfortable. After a few minutes, the other people came back in and they said, "Your horse didn't eat any latkes. He didn't even touch them. He wasn't even interested at all in your latkes." So Label said, "Really? Oh boy, that horse doesn't know what he's missing. Well, come on," he said. "Come sit with me here by the fire. It's nice and warm. And let's watch the menorah. I have to light my menorah also. And we'll all enjoy a nice Hanukkah get-together together." And that's what they did. They came over and they sat down. And there was room for everybody now around the nice warm fire. And they told Hanukkah stories. He lit his menorah. They ate latkes. Now, this story has a very important lesson. Of course, we know that Torah is connected to the word haridah, which means a lesson. And this story, which is a little bit silly, because of course horses don't eat latkes, I don't think, but it has an important lesson. You see, when Label came into the inn, and he called out to everybody, "Beilich and Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah," and they pretty much ignored him. He saw that there was something wrong over here with the Avos Yisrael, with the love of one's fellow Jew. When a guest comes in, there's a big mitzvah to welcome a guest. We know from Avraham Avinu how great it is to welcome guests. And certainly, to make room for a guest near the nice warm fire, near the menorah, to welcome somebody in and come join us. And when Label saw that none of that was happening, he realized that he had to do something about it. So what he did was he made up a little trick. He said, oh, my horse loves the latkes. Come watch. Because he knew that this way he'd get everybody away from the fireplace. And then he would come back in. And not that he would take somebody else's place, but that he would sort of recalibrate, as they call it. He would change the situation so that now everyone was together and enjoying the fire and the moneda together. And that's what he did. He didn't really rebuke them. He didn't say, oh, why don't you guys make room for me? Why, you know, you're so unwelcoming. He just showed them the right way to do it. And of course, they realized that they had not been very welcoming before. They realized that this is, of course, the right way. When someone walks in as a guest, of course, we welcome them, we make room for them, get another chair if necessary, whatever the situation is. But this story teaches us the greatness of Avos Yisrael, loving a fellow Jew, and also a way of gently telling somebody the right way to do something instead of rebuking them, you know, to say, oh, you're doing this wrong or that wrong. We will try to stay away from that. Try instead to always correct somebody in a positive way. And in this way, we increase Avos Yisrael, love of our fellow Jew, and we bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.